Yeah. This time it's recording. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So, no, well, one of the things that was interesting was you told this story about you know, climbing these buildings.
Oh, free run.
Yeah. So I wondered if you could just go back there and just sort of take us through it again. This particular building in Colchester, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, where Curzone is, the old Shoe World.
I think so. It was quite high, and then the cops came and everything. So, talk us through.
There's two buildings. There was one on Head Street where me and my mate had climbed up through the scaffolding, and obviously it's not the safest way, but I do it for the view. Like, I don't do it because it's illegal. I don't do it because the police are gonna chase me. I'm not into that kind of life anymore. I used to be into that when I was younger. Everyone did.
How old were you when you started doing that?
When I first started climbing, I would have been about 14. It's been 4 years of climbing. It's been 4 years of watching all the good buildings in Colchester disappear. But
by good buildings, you mean?
The tall ones. The nice ones to get on top. The ones that have the best view. Like, there's one. The one that I'm currently explaining is just by Odeon. But that's still there. Got to the top of it. Went around, and then this police car, blue lights, drove past and went down High Street. So me and my friend panicked and thought it was for us. We rushed down to the bottom, and as we've got to the bottom, the Fed car's pulled up. A Fed officer's come out, and he's been like, "You're right, Chris and Lewis." So I'm like, "Wait, what? How do you know who I am? I've never met you before in my life." But it's like,
Do you get stopped a lot by the police? The whole thing at the moment about young black guys getting stopped.
I mean, I do get stopped quite a lot. And apparently I have a known connection to drugs when I didn't even know, like, I had a connection to drugs. But I think that's just what they say to every young black person. They're stopped now. It's their excuse. It gives them a valid reason to stop us. And if they turn around and say, "We know you have a connection to drugs, we're stopping searching you under the section of D23, blah, 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 blah," then they can get away with it. They use that power against us. But as unfair as it is, there's nothing you can do with the law. Mm. Like, I've been with... I do find it a bit racist, though, because I've been with quite a few white people when I've been stopped, just me, myself, and been searched. White people don't get searched, but yeah.
Anyway, so you were on this building.
Got down. Police were just like, "All right," knew who I was before I even got down, and I was like, "Okay, great." But Curzone by First Sight. There used to be the old Shoe World, and I don't know how tall it was, but it was possibly the tallest building in Colchester at the time. But when that was around, it was about the same time I got to the top of Town Hall. But, you'd go where Curzone was, obviously used to be construction site. So, you'd go through the Curzone construction bit, climb up through to the old Shoe World office in the, like, complex, and then once you're in that building, you'd go all the way up the stairs. Now, this building has no electrics, abandoned, pitch black, pigeons, everything, you've got bats. You'd go all the way to the top, and then you'd end up going up more scaffolding. And see, there's always two ways to get up a thing. The safe way or my way. And my way is just... I mean, in the sense of... When climbing, the climbing half is the adrenaline, the thrill of if I'm one complication, I'm dead. Like, I probably won't die from the drop, but I'll be harmed in it.
It's not the fall that kills you, it's the stop.
I can, whilst climbing, I feel most alive. It's because I guess I'm inches away from death that makes me feel so alive. But at the top of, well, when you were able to get to the top of the building, it was the most beautiful view you could see. Like, you could see West Burgle, you could see Stanway, you could see Manningtree, Montquick. If you were lucky and the lighting was right, you could see West Mersey. The view from up there was honestly beautiful. And, like, I mean, it was actually a really high climb. It took, like, from bottom to top, it took about 10 minutes, depending on which way you went. Because obviously, you'd go up the scaffold at the start into the building, then you'd go up the stairs, and then you'd get to the bit where you could carry on getting up the stairs, and then you'd have to, like, climb around the stairs a bit, or you could just go straight up the scaffolding, which I always did, and then you'd be at the very top. But, yeah, there's that. I'd been on top of Town Hall. Never.
You said there was one, there was a chase, there was a kind of rooftop chase.
Town Hall.
That was the Town Hall
one. Yeah. No, not Town Hall, Townhouse. That's around the corner from Town Hall. Mm. But I obviously climbed up.
Mm.
And obviously, police aren't meant, like, the police are allowed to let people get away if it puts their, like, life in danger. So obviously, I'm on top. A fed officer's climbed up. And I'm like, wait, you wouldn't do that normally. This, like, police officer took his job a bit too seriously, and it, like, any other police officer would have stayed on the floor and said, get down, come on. No, this guy took it seriously, left his colleague on the floor, came up the way I got up. Me and my mate are up there, this guy has climbed up to where we are, and you're kind of stuck in it because you got the way to come down, and then you've got the way, best way to explain it is you've got the stairs, which you've got this stairs bit, yeah, and it goes down, and then you're on the bit of the roof, but gets here, go down the stairs, and then that's one of the main ways to get up and down. And you got the stairs, and then you go to this slant bit of roof. But obviously, between the stairs and the roof, on either side of the stairs, there's just this massive gap, and it drops straight down to the roofs. I've been chased, and my mate's gone to the stairs, and he's climbing down the stairs. So there's not enough time for me to, like, climb down after he's climbed down. And I used to smoke a bit of weed back in the day, so I had this glass bong in my hand. I'm running with this glass thing in my hand, being chased by this police officer. My mate's just got off the roof, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to get down this with this glass thing in my hand. So I've panicked, I've ran, and I've jumped and slid down this, because the roofs are like the triangle ones. So I've jumped off this bit next to the stairs, and just fallen straight, and I'm so glad I timed it how I did, though, because I landed just off the thing, so I didn't clip the pointy bit at the top, but just missed it and slid down. It wasn't actually that painful, but it was a great thrill. That's one of, because he didn't chase me from there. He was like, well, there's not much I could do. I'm not going to try and, like, do what he did. That's
more
just
his pension's worth, actually.
Yeah, it's just more.
So do you think the part of it, so there's the actual thrill of doing it. What about the storytelling afterwards? Because, I mean, it does sound, actually, these are escapades which create stories.
I mean,
how does it work as a community thing? I mean, you're doing it with other people. You're not doing it on your own.
No, so. I rarely do it by myself. I only do it by myself when I need that time to think. Mm. Like, I rarely climb by myself. I like to have that person. Like, minimum people I'll do climbing with, unless I'm going by myself, is two, just so that one person's there in case anything goes wrong. But when I go climbing by myself, it's to escape the world, I guess, because when I'm by myself, I have both my earphones in, so I'm just focusing on getting up, getting to the view and relaxing, getting that time to think, getting that time to just get my breath back, getting that time to reevaluate everything I'm stressing about. But
I mean, it's kind of strange because in a way you're doing something that for most people would be extremely stressful, but you're doing it as a sort of de-stressor.
I do it as a relaxant instead, because anyone I can think of that would go to do that, do the kind of running and climbing and just free running the parkour that I do, I've told people what I do and they look at me and they're like, why do you do it though? You could get seriously hurt. And I'm like, yeah, but that's, I don't look at it like that. If I get hurt, I get hurt. It's my own fault. Like, I'm doing it in the sense of it's my relaxant. It's the way that I de-stress. It's the way that I have my me time. It's the way that I get myself back to myself when in that kind of situation. And it's never failed me. And so far, I hope it doesn't.
Mm. So when you were little, I mean, do you think, did you go kind of exploring, and I don't know, I mean, some kids are allowed to, and they go and build dens.
I had my own den when I was a kid. Yeah, me and like three other people took good 2 weeks just grabbing wooden pallets, trees, leaves, everything. We built our own little house outside, like, because where I used to live, it was like this little cul-de-sac, yeah, but it'd come off the main road into our cul-de-sac, and it's just a circle. My house was in the middle, in the middle of the circle, and then you had my best mates there, you had my girlfriend's next door, and then you had my best mate's girlfriend next to her, and then Richard next to him. But obviously, me and the boys were like, fuck it, this woods surround the cul-de-sac. So we built it in the woods. We're like, fuck it. Told my mum, just let the boys come through the house so we can go out into the woods. She was like, yeah, that's cool. Let them through, walked into the woods, took like 4 pallets from my back garden, made like a little box thing, and then from there we just kind of tried to make a den. We actually that was our go-to place in it when it started raining and we didn't want to go home. Go there, it was completely dry, we had tarp and everything to keep us, like,
so it was like a home from home.
Yeah, it was like our own little caravan.
Yeah,
but I think from doing that it kind of got me into the sense of like exploring and climbing, because when I was homeless I slept on roofs. Like, I felt it. When I was actually homeless asleep on the streets, I never slept on the streets. I slept on roofs. Safest place to be. Wind's getting a bit heavy. But, like, it's just, I don't know, I just found it safer than being on the street.
That's interesting. So you actually felt it. Cause, I mean, do you have much of a head for heights?
I'm terrified of heights, honestly, and that's what confuses people about me.
Because
I'll sit here and I'll say, yeah, I love the view. The view from that height is beautiful.
Mm.
But I'm terrified of heights. I genuinely, once up there, I can't look down. I have to look straight.
Mm.
Like, even looking straight and seeing the stuff below me whilst looking straight freaks me out, but I still get over it. Because I had a really bad fear of heights, and my fear of heights since I've started is going down. Cause,
I mean, was it partly a way of addressing that? I mean,
I think
I've got a fear of heights, but I'm going to deal with it by...
I think that's what it started off as, because at the start I used to be terrified to climb into a tree. Like, that's how scared of heights I was. And then as time progressed, it went from trees to buildings, from buildings to... I can climb... And that there's still that fear, I still can't look directly down, but when looking straight, it doesn't freak me out as much anymore. So I can look straight and see everything around me and I won't mind.
You try going up to Walton, there's this tower, do you know that? Walton Tower?
Yeah, I do.
You climb up this sort of spiral staircase and you come out the top.
The water tower in Colchester I've been on top of as well. Yeah, you used to be able to get to through the first window up, you get through to the spiral staircase, you'd walk up the spiral staircase, and then you'd be in the water tank a bit, and from there you just open a hatch and you're out on the roof.
Right. So how has a lockdown affected you? Because you'd think that, you know, you're very much sort of want to be sort of out there, did you feel rather claustrophobic, kind of shut in? I mean,
with lockdown, I haven't really obeyed the rules of staying in during lockdown. I can't. I drive myself insane. Like, I can't be alone. I'll sit there and I'll talk to myself. I do it a lot. I drive myself insane a lot.
Mm, mm.
But
so what? You just went out? Did you meet up with mates?
No. At the start of lockdown, I was just kind of keeping myself to myself. Like, going out, doing my climbing. Lockdown did kind of mess it up a little bit because there was more police out, so it was a bit harder getting up and down, but I mean, I still did it, still got up, still got down, still did our runarounds.
Mm-hmm.
Works.
So, but you're relieved that things are a bit easier now?
Yeah, I'm relieved that there's like not as much restriction. Because now, to be fair, since the restrictions have gone down, climbing has been 10 times easier.
Right.
I've been able to get on anything I've wanted at the moment.
Going out doing it?
On a regular basis. I still go out climbing, not on a regular, but every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it will be a minimum, it will be once a week, I'll go climbing. But, yeah.
Well, thanks. Yeah, that's recorded fine. It's because I'm...
because I'm a researcher, I'm kind of interested in how different people have responded to lockdown.
Yeah.
Some people actually quite enjoyed it. Mm. Some people have got very, very paranoid about the whole situation. And
Don't just put that in there. Yeah,
just drop it in there. And won't go out, but won't even, don't want anyone around them at all, you know. And other people are much more relaxed. So I got kind of interested in, and of course the policies are like one size fits all, you know, they sort of expect everyone to do the same thing, really, or to react in the same way. And of course it doesn't work like that.
No.
And also different cultures and different communities also respond differently. So that's why I'm doing these things. Anyway, thanks. I think I can turn this thing off now. It has recorded, so that's.